Good afternoon, everyone. Agenda Paper 3 deals with the submission the committee discussed in March 2021 about whether an issuer applying IS 32 can reclassify warrants. At initial recognition, the variability in the exercise price results in the issuer classifying the warrants as financial liabilities because the fixed condition for classifying derivatives as equity is not met. The submitter asks whether an issuer reclassifies the warrant as an equity instrument following the fixing of its exercise price after initial recognition, given that the fixed condition would at that stage be met. So the committee tentatively decided not to add a standard setting project to the work plan and published a tentative agenda decision in which it observed that IS 32 contains no general requirements for reclassifying financial liabilities and equity instruments after initial recognition when the instrument's contractual terms are unchanged. Similar questions about reclassification arise in other circumstances, and reclassification by the issuer has been identified as one of the practice issues the board will consider as part of the financial instruments with characteristics of equity project. So the committee concluded that the matter described in the request is in isolation too narrow for the board or the committee to address in a cost-effective manner, and suggested the board consider it as part of the broader discussions on the FICE project. We received 8 comment letters by the comment letter deadline. 6 respondents agreed with the committee's decision not to add a standard-setting project to the work plan, broadly for the reasons set out in the tentative agenda decision. 2 respondents agree with the decision not to address the specific fact pattern in isolation and instead consider the matter as part of the FICE project. However, they are of the view that the requirements in IS 32 and particularly paragraph 16E to 16F are sufficient to address the fact pattern in the submission. The staff note that paragraph 16E to 16F of IS 32 set out requirements for reclassifying putable instruments and instruments that impose on the entity an obligation to deliver to another party a pro rata share of the net assets only on liquidation and cannot be applied by analogy. So based on our analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision as published in the IFRIC update in March 2021 with no changes. If the committee agrees with our recommendation, we'll ask the board whether it objects to the agenda decision at the first board meeting at which it is practicable to present the agenda decision. So I'll now turn the discussion over to committee members.
Okay, thank you very much, Angie. So who would like to talk about IS 32? Jens?
Thank you, Sue. I am fully supportive of with the staff analysis and therefore with the recommendation to finalize the agenda decision.
Thank you very much. Donna?
I second Jens. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Very efficient. Committee members. Okay, Guy, I think you are next.
I'll be brief as well, Sue. I fully agree with the analysis of the letters and the recommendation that finalized the agenda decision for the reasons given.
Thank you. Karen?
I'm going to sound repetitive, but I also wanted to comment that I agree with the tentative agenda decision as drafted and for the reasons stated within the agenda decision, that it's too narrow and there's other reclassifications that may need to be considered in dealing with this in isolation would be problematic.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, Carsten.
Yeah, I also agree with others and agree with finalizing the agenda decision as drafted. Thank you.
Thank you, Carsten. BJ?
Yeah, I agree with the staff analysis and agree with the agenda decision.
Thank you very much. Okay, anybody else?
Sewell? Renata? I totally agree with the agenda decision also.
Thank you very much. I don't see anybody else in my chat box. Okay, nobody's twitching. So I think we can, can I please see a show of hands from the committee on whether you support finalising this agenda decision?
I'm seeing everyone on screen.
Okay, Renata has already said she supports. Brian?
Yes, I support. Okay, unanimous. Well done, Angie.
Thank you.
That was straightforward. I think the difficult question's been given back to the FICE team and the board, so wish us all luck. Okay, thank you very much.